We're here in rural Arkansas on a beautiful day, and I don't know if you can see it, but can you hear the little water, little brook behind us? It is awesome. So, while a celebrity was out talking to his co-stars, one of them asked, who would you like to meet? I mean, you'd really like to meet. And without hesitation, the celebrity said, you know, I'd like to meet Jesus. And his co-stars, they just started laughing, thought he was joking. He said, no, I'm being serious. I would really like to meet him. I've heard so much about him. I would just like to sit down and talk to him, maybe go out for lunch, and really get to knowing him. That's awesome, isn't it? But you know what? It absolutely can be done. We can meet Jesus. And it's real simple. We can just ask Jesus to come into our lives and be our Savior, to ask Him to forgive us of our sins, and then we can walk with Him. Every day, walking and talking with Him by reading His Word and applying it, and by talking to Him in prayer, and by leaning in and trusting Him and building that relationship. And He will never leave us. He will comfort us, direct us, guide us. So at 3 a.m. in the morning, if you've got a situation or a problem, we can talk to Jesus. Over in Proverbs 18:24, it says, there is no friend that sticks as closer than a brother. And they're talking about Jesus. He's right there all of the time. And then, in order to get that friend, in order to get that salvation, in Romans 10:13, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that awesome? We can have that relationship right now, and getting to know Him as a dear, sweet friend. Guys, read Proverbs 18:24, Romans 10:13, and until next time, sweet dreams and nightmares.